Oh, yes, it's time for a word in Edgeways and a couple of moments of reflection at the start of a new day. And this morning we're travelling to Dunleary in County Dublin, and Chris Kennedy from the Presbyterian Church is with us now. And good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Shay, and hello to everyone else. When you were growing up, did you have a favourite birthday party game? In our house, it's Hunt the Elephant. Now, we have three sons, and one of the perks of my job pre-COVID is that we could hold birthday parties in our warm, spacious church hall. It is the perfect place for a kid's party, and especially for hiding a 2-inch carved wooden elephant. It was bought for a couple of dollars at the side of a road in Malawi in 2004. Crudely carved and boot polished to resemble ebony, its toothpick tusks are long gone. Now, the game is simple. In a moment, you're going to go outside, I'd say. I'm going to hide this elephant. It can be anywhere, and you need to find it. There's a prize for the winner. And the children would pile out of the hall. I'd hide the elephant under a bench, behind a curtain, sometimes just sitting in plain sight on a ledge. The doors would open, and in they would pour like a pack of oversugared puppies. Down on their knees, clambering on windowsills, searching earnestly, deliberately. Sometimes there'd be a hint. Tig's getting warmer. Roisin is boiling. Followed by the 7-year-old equivalent of a feeding frenzy close to where he or she was. And so it would carry on until I'd hear the triumphant roar, "Found it!" A small fist holding it aloft. Never once did I have to ask, has anyone found the elephant? I'd know all about it. Bought for a couple of dollars, 17 years on, that crudely carved 2-inch elephant's legacy is priceless. Our boys still remember Hunt the Elephant. Their friends do too. Now, what was it about that game that gets to them? Well, we all like the idea of finding. There's an instinct, some might say a divine impulse, that runs through our lives. Think about the moment you misplace your keys or your phone or your wallet. We search and we search and we search. And we enjoy the satisfaction, that sense of completion when they're found. We're happy, sometimes even ecstatic, when what was lost is found. Jesus says this is a shadow of how God is with us. He tells stories to explain how God earnestly, deliberately, and specifically seeks after us. We're lost without him, alone, hidden in plain sight, isolated. At times it can feel as though the weight of the world is on our shoulders, but no one seems to know or care or understand. Wrong. God does. God cares about you, personally. He does everything in his power to find us, like a shepherd looking for a lost sheep, and he won't stop until we're found. And when he does find us, he doesn't point the finger and leave us to stew in the mess he finds us in. He picks us up, and he shouts to the universe, "Just look who I found!" Carved in his image. Priceless. Bought. Not for a couple of dollars at the side of a road, but with his very own son.
Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Kennedy from the Presbyterian Church in Dunleary in County Dublin. And a word in Edgeways back around the same time tomorrow.